Are you an accredited investor looking for a new opportunity to generate passive income and build the retirement of your dreams? Then elevate your investment game with Viking Capital, where wealth meets wisdom. Whether you're a seasoned investor or just starting out, Viking Capital can help guide you towards financial freedom through passive real estate investing. With strong and transparent underwriting, Viking identifies low-risk opportunities with the goal of preserving investor capital and maximizing long-term growth potential. And their accessible and responsive investor relations team will help you understand how each investment will impact your unique financial goals. With $800 million in assets acquired, more than $230 million in equity raised, and more than 5,000 units under management, Viking Capital is your path to early retirement. To learn about Viking Capital's latest investment opportunity, which is available for you right now, visit vikingcapitalinvestments.com/best ever. That's vikingcapitalinvestments.com/best ever to get started today.
I own currently 16 units, so I'm always looking for a way to increase my bottom line at the end of the day. And by increasing my bottom line, I'm literally increasing my property values by hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Isn't it just the best when a software comes out that makes your life easier, makes you more money, and by the way, it's free? Well, welcome to Stessa, today's best ever sponsor. Stessa is a smarter income and expense tracking software for property owners. It allows you to track, manage, and communicate the performance of your real estate assets. So basically, it helps you make more money by looking at your properties in one dashboard. It's a beautiful dashboard, by the way. And it shows you the KPIs, the key performance indicators that you care about. What's the value? How much cash flow are you getting? What's the debt that you have on the properties? What are you bringing in monthly? What are you bringing in annually? And it allows you to have a quick snapshot, not only of your properties, but also come tax time, it's a breeze because you can scan receipts and invoices directly from the phone app, and Stessa will automatically read and categorize them for you. No more data entry. It's been talked about in Forbes, New York Times, Wall Street Journal, and all it takes is just a few minutes to add your properties, link the accounts, and everything updates in real time. Without Stessa, I was looking at my portfolio on an infrequent basis. I'm talking about my single family home portfolio. I got 3 single family homes, and I didn't realize that I had trapped equity. But if I was looking at it from a dashboard that Stessa has, then I would have realized that, hey, I got a portfolio value of X and I've got debt on it of Y. Holy cow, look at all this trapped equity. I'm missing out. And with Stessa, that won't happen. So go to stessa.com/best ever, and it's free. It's free. stessa.com/best ever. Best ever listeners, how you doing? Welcome to the Best Real Estate Investing Advice Ever Show. I'm Joe Fairless. This is the world's longest running daily real estate investing podcast. We only talk about the best advice ever. We don't get into any of that fluffy stuff. With us today, Harsh Patel. How you doing, Harsh?
Good. How you doing, Joe?
I'm doing well and nice to have you on the show. A little bit about Harsh. He is an independent business owner of Zoom Energy. He quit banking 4 years ago and built multi-million-dollar-a-year business in telecom and energy. He's based in Dallas, Texas. So with that being said, you want to give the best ever listeners a little bit more about your background and your current focus?
Absolutely, Joe. I appreciate you having me on the call and appreciate you taking time out and, you know, kind of listening to me, what I got to say. Background on me, I was in the banking industry 4 years ago, originally from New Jersey. Moved down to Dallas for one reason and one reason only, because of the energy market down here. They say about a $600 billion spent in the energy space. $60 billion comes from Texas alone. So when I saw gold, I pretty much ran to it. And been doing this for 4 years and slowly helping a lot of investors, a lot of real estate brokers, just a lot of small business, big business owners save the money on their bills and kind of just increase their revenue at the end of the day, and just love what I do.
And specifically, what do you do?
Pretty much I show entrepreneurs, just small business owners, from multifamily owners, single family owners, apartment complex owners, to auto body shops, just people that own a traditional business, anything in the business. I show them how they can save money on their bills that they currently have right now, and then also make a kickback on the bills they pay anyways. So, for example, I helped a multifamily owner here in the area save about $1,000 a month on his energy cost, but also he makes 5% back on it. But by me saving $1,000 a month, his property value increased for sale over $160,000 on just a 4 cap. Mm-hmm. So that's just helping entrepreneurs pretty much lower their overhead by turning their liabilities into assets.
Okay. Maybe with that example, let's talk maybe a little more granularly. How did you help him save $1,000 a month in energy costs?
Very simple. He was with another company called Frontier Energy and pretty much looked at his bills and pretty much sent it into my company called Zoom Energy. They were very aggressive and they beat the rate that he had by a couple of cents. But obviously at the grand scheme of things, it adds up on small to big business, right? And in the summertime, he was able to save about $1,400 a month. But in the wintertime, it was close to $700 to $800 a month. So the average came out to about $1,000 a month in savings just by lowering his bill, meaning at the end of the day, just lowering his kilowatt per hour cost. And then some of the fees that other companies charge, we don't charge. We just pretty much charge what you use and times that by the kilowatts. And we're very, very aggressive because, number one, last year, we were the number one retail energy provider of the year. So we actually won the accolade for that. And Inc. 500 actually ranked us as the fastest energy company growing in the United States. And NRG is now merged with our company, which is a big producer. So we're able to go directly to the producer now versus going through a lot of middlemen, which we don't have to no longer do.
So you essentially looked at the energy bills and you gave that to your team and the team said, we can beat that. So then he switched companies, which then lowered his bill $1,000 a month, right?
Yeah, average.
On average, right. And then what's the plus 5% money thing?
So our program, what we do is whatever you spend on your bill, we give you 5% of the bill. So either way you look at it, it's 10% of supply portion or 5% of the total bill. Because usually on a bill, 50% is usually supply and 50% is usually delivery. Delivery, no brokerage company can touch, no energy company can touch because that's a monopoly. But everybody can touch the supply portion. So at the end of the day, we give you 10% of supply, or for people to make it easier, our program is 5% of the total bill, what they're paying anyways. So it's pretty much like they just pretty much found money, if that makes sense. For example, with the gentleman, Michael Hain, he was paying about $7,000 a month. We pretty much brought it down to $6,000, but now he makes 5% back of $6,000 month after month, year after year. So he's getting a $300 check from my company every single month for doing nothing different on top of the $1,000 savings.
Hmm. And is it that the previous company he was with had such large margins in it, or is there something else that would allow your provider to not only save money, but then also pay money back to him?
Majority of these companies, everybody pretty much buys from them, obviously from the stock market, but since we partnered up with a producer, so there's pretty much only about 4 producers in the world for energy brokerage, for just producing energy, if that makes sense. NRG, which we all know is one of the biggest ones in the world. So NRG acquired Zoop Energy. So now we're just a pretty much a sister company of NRG. So we're going right to the producer. So all the middleman costs, all the overhead and stuff like that is no longer there. We're just now just going right to the producer, which a lot of companies have to go through 2 or 3 people to get to the rate that we're getting. But they charge their little tack on fees and stuff like that, which we don't do because we're literally getting it directly from the source, if that makes sense.
Yeah, that does make sense. And have the benefits to the customer been this way since you've been doing this for the last 4 years?
Yes. So okay. NRG was a recent acquisition early on this year, but our pricing competitor was very, very aggressive with everybody else that was in the market. But now we're just able to give them a much grander savings, but the 5% kickback was always there, if that makes sense.
Got it. So the kickback was always there, but the savings might not have been as strong previously.
Exactly. Meaning we were still able to save people like $200-$300 a month, but now we're able to do a bigger thing. A gentleman here, a lot of people probably know, Mr. Todd Franks, one of his units, I was able to save him about $700 a month on just one of his little complexes. Another unit that he had was about a $300 a month savings. So right there alone was about $1,000 right there, plus everything else that I'm about to do for him. Mm-hmm. Plus he's about to get a 5% kickback. So at the end of the day, everybody's enjoying it here.
Let's pretend that you're a property owner and one of your competitors approaches you with this opportunity where they say, hey, Harsh, I know you own this 150-unit property. I can help you save money on your energy, and there's also 5% kickback. But they're not coming from your company. They're coming from a competitor. What questions would you ask them to qualify them to make sure that it's an opportunity that you want to pursue?
Real simple. What other charges do you tack on? Meaning a lot of people charge hub fees, which I've been noticing on some bills. So they don't have a base charge, if that makes sense. Their base charge is dependent on the load. So the more they use, the bigger the base charge becomes, where I only charge a $4.99 base charge throughout the whole thing. So at the end of the day, I saw a base charge for $170. So the first question I always ask them, what are your fees associated with what you have currently? I mean, that's my biggest question to them. And then my second question to them is, where are you buying the energy from, and how are you getting it for the same price that I am, even though you're not a sister company of a producer? Because there has to be middleman costs that who's eating that up? Mm-hmm. Where we don't have to do that because, like I said, that's our sister company, so we're just literally getting it from the producer.
And what information would you need, assuming you get the answers you want from that individual, and you decide to not move forward? But what if you did move forward? What information do you need to provide them in order for them to proceed with the account?
Pretty simple. All I really got to do is just look at their bills and pretty much take a look at their historical information, send them over to the company, and that's pretty much it.
Okay.
Meaning it's not much.
And then what's the paperwork involved after that process is done?
Nothing. That's it. Zoom, whatever the company is, will send them a contract. They sign the contract on a 1 year, 2 year, 3 year, whatever fix they want to do, even 5 year, whatever it looks like. They sign the contract. They send it to Zoom. They're a Zoom customer, and that's pretty much done. That's it.
Cool. Based on your experience working with real estate investors in this industry, so as it relates to your background and what you do, what's your best advice ever for real estate investors?
Always look at how you can obviously lower your fixed costs. At the end of the day, saving money is making money. I own currently 16 units, so I'm always looking for a way to increase my bottom line at the end of the day. And by increasing my bottom line, I'm literally increasing my property values by hundreds of thousands of dollars. And at the end of the day, I always look at some things like people overlook these small things, but these small things add up to big numbers in a very, very, very big way. So $1,000 is $12,000 back a year, which if you look at it in just apartment complex terms, that's a single bedroom rental income you just created that you didn't have before. So these are all a lot of things that I look at. With Todd's example, that was about a $750 savings right there for him. That's another one bedroom, two bedroom apartment that he just kind of found revenue for. I'm not even including the 5% revenue that they're getting on. Mm-hmm. So small things add up to big deals, if that makes sense. And I'm a big believer in that.
With 16 units, what's the unit mix of those or portfolio mix?
Oh, they're just quadplexes, meaning four houses with four units each.
Okay. Do the residents pay their own utilities?
Yes, but they use my company. When they lease from me or rent from me, whatever you want to call it, I pretty much say, hey, listen, this is what you got to use. This is what we have. And that's pretty much part of the agreement of leasing through me.
We're new to a lightning round. You ready for the best ever lightning round?
Sure.
All right, let's do it. First, a quick word from our best ever partners. Finally, there's a simple way to track rental performance. Stessa, our best ever sponsor, lets real estate investors track, manage, and communicate the performance of our real estate portfolios for free. Go to stessa.com/best ever. You'll always know how your properties are performing with this dashboard. It's a beautiful looking dashboard, and it will help you save time with smarter income and expense tracking. You don't have to do any more data entry. Just upload the stuff directly from your phone. It tracks it in real time. Get organized for tax time with tax-ready financials so you can download them instantly. This thing was built by investors for real estate investors. It's been featured in all the publications you can think of. To get set up with your free account, just add your properties, link your accounts, and everything else updates in real time. Stessa.com/best ever. stessa.com/best ever to get started. The Target Market Insights podcast is just that, a show solely dedicated to help you learn about target markets through the people successfully shaping them. The show features professionals who work directly with the audience and market you want to connect with in real estate. Listen and subscribe today at targetmarketinsights.com. That's targetmarketinsights.com. Best ever book you've recently read?
How to Win Friends and Influence People.
What's the best ever deal you've done based on the 16 units that you own?
Bought a very low property in Jersey City. My value has risen up about 90 grand on that property.
What's a mistake you've made on a transaction?
Not looking at the comparables the right way and pretty much bringing emotions to this table.
And best ever way you like to give back?
Helping hungry children. There's 17 million kids in America, which I want to, I just can't. I don't like that.
How can the best ever listeners learn more about what you got going on?
Feel free to contact me. Number's 201-238-3806. Again, 201-238-3806.
Well, Harsh, thank you so much for being on the show, talking about your approach, talking about how to assess an opportunity when someone approaches you about saving energy, and then how your business model and how you do it when you work with your customers, things to ask, things that we'll need to have ready, as well as just things to think about too, and the value that it can bring to the bottom line. As you said, saving money is making money. So thanks so much for being on the show. Hope you have a best ever day, and we'll talk to you soon.
I appreciate you having me on the show, sir. Thank you very much.
Finally, there's a simple way to track rental performance. Stessa, our best ever sponsor, lets real estate investors track, manage, and communicate the performance of our real estate portfolios for free. Go to stessa.com/best ever. You'll always know how your properties are performing with this dashboard. It's a beautiful looking dashboard, and it will help you save time with smarter income and expense tracking. You don't have to do any more data entry. Just upload the stuff directly from your phone. It tracks it in real time. Get organized for tax time with tax-ready financials so you can download them instantly. This thing was built by investors for real estate investors. It's been featured in all the publications you can think of. To get set up with your free account, just add your properties, link your accounts, and everything else updates in real time. Stessa.com/best ever. STESSA.com/best ever to get started.